This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Mark Fields is going to be kind to me. He's going to be nice. And it's always a pleasure to see the president and CEO of Ford Motor Company always looking dapper and ready to go.
Always a pleasure to see you, whether you're drowsy or not, Paul.
This is the drowsy Paul. You are excited about many things, obviously. Things are going well, continue to go well at Ford Motor Company. You still have the best-selling vehicle ever. It continues to be the F-150, which is exciting. Happens to be a great time for trucks and SUVs. There were those that were saying that trucks, SUVs, and crossovers were the king of this show. I haven't been around enough yet to see that, but your new Navigator concept is pretty doggone exciting.
Well, we're really excited. Last year, as you know, we introduced the Continental concept, and this year we're introducing quiet luxury on a full-size SUV with our Navigator concept, and gives you a strong hint of what the next generation Navigator is going to look like.
Is it going to have any kind of good performance?
Oh, it's going to have great performance. It's, you know, overall... You know, Lincoln, it's about delivering luxury with an elegance, with a serenity, with an effortless power, all wrapped around just really elegant design. And you're seeing that once more again. It's got great performance. It's got a 3.5-liter V6 turbocharged engines, all kinds of new smart technologies.
It's astonishing you can get more than 400 horsepower out of that.
Well, you know, our powertrain engineers are just, they're the best in the business. And what you can do with a internal combustion engine these days is absolutely fantastic. And the work that they do and the power you get out of it is just, it boggles your mind versus, forget 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And we're going to keep those engines for a long while, but you guys still keep making strides in other alternative fuel methods, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you have to.
Well, you know, part of it is, you know, consumers, when they drive our electrified vehicles, whether it's a conventional hybrid or a plug-in hybrid or a full battery electric vehicle focused, they love them. Obviously, one of the challenges right now is just the cost of those versus a cost of a gallon of gas these days, and we'll keep working on that.
And you mentioned about the Lincoln and the reveal last year. How's Lincoln doing?
Lincoln's doing terrific. I mean, we laid out a very clear plan 3 years ago, and we're executing it. We're building momentum. This year, for example, the first couple months of the year, our sales are up 19%.
Beautiful.
The overall luxury industry is, I think, flat to down 2%. Our new MKX is doing great in the marketplace. We launched that in the fourth quarter. We're looking forward to introducing that Continental later this summer in the early fall. And it's really going gangbusters here in the U.S. and in China as well.
And it's nice to have the other markets all kind of in sync, doing well. We've had one area doing well while the other wasn't, et cetera, et cetera. Europe's come along nicely.
Europe's come along nicely. If you look at our results last year, as you know, we had record pre-tax profits. We were profitable in all our international markets, with the exception of South America. Europe returned to profitability. And it's a real turning point for them. So so far, we're off to a good start.
The stock market, as I got to say, I own stock in Ford Motor Company.
Thank you very much.
The stock market doesn't love the auto stocks very much.
Well, I think, you know, from our standpoint, we think the market is, in the case of Ford stock, listen, we think we're undervalued. We're not going to be discouraged. We think the market is underestimating the strength of the overall market here, the car market here in the U.S., it's underestimating our record financial performance, our improvement in the international operations, the work we've done to strengthen our balance sheet. But we're going to keep focusing on growing our revenues, improving our margins, reducing risk in our business, and paying a good dividend.
It's been a fabulous run, and we needed it. How long can it last?
Well, we're going to stay very focused. I mean, you know, from our standpoint, it's all been around bringing out great product, compelling product, with the very best safety, fuel efficiency, smart technology, and quality. And we're going to keep doing that. And we're also making sure that, listen, a next downturn is going to come at some point. We can't pinpoint it. But we'll be ready as a company. We've worked very hard on our cost structure. We have the right break-even levels. We want to prove that in the next downturn, we can stay profitable and also maintain that dividend and keep the business moving forward.
Are you listening to yourself? That's a lot, my friend.
It's a lot, but, you know, that's what we're focused on. That's what we're focused on.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Well, it's been working so far, and thank goodness for that. And whatever dark clouds might be in the future, I can't see them yet, but I'm always a little leery, knowing this is a cyclical business, mm-hmm. or has been. And I still look forward with anticipation of all of the new technology. Even though I don't want a car to drive me, I want to drive that car. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do about that, and you're making greater strides in that area. Have you made any announcements yet of who you might be hooking up with to do that?
Well, we made actually a very important announcement about 2 weeks ago. And as you know, we've talked about before how we're transitioning from an auto company to an auto and a mobility company.
Mobility company, yeah.
And we created a subsidiary a couple of weeks ago called Ford Smart Mobility, headed by Jim Hackett, board members, who's just a terrific leader.
He's a great guy.
And their remit is to design, build, grow, and invest in mobility services and grow that part of our business, which will complement our core part of our business of, you know, designing, building, and manufacturing, marketing great cars and trucks.
He did a great job at Steelcase, and then a fabulous job as interim athletic director at my old alma mater, University of Michigan. And I'm told, I don't know him that well. I know him well enough to send a text, mm-hmm. and like I'll send you a text. Mm-hmm. I know you guys well enough to do that and interact, and I congratulated him. But I'm told by people who have known him for years and years and years, this is like a dream job for him.
Yeah.
He really is a futurist.
Absolutely.
And going back to the furniture business when cubicles were king, and then he did this and they did that and whatever, he loves looking forward and looking ahead and being on top of that stuff with the latest technology. So it really is his dream job.
You know, you mentioned it. I mean, he helped change the way people work. And if you think of who we are as a company, it's about making people's lives better and changing the way the world moves. So Jim's going to help us with that.
It's not a bad gig, your first job in the automotive industry, and you answer to the boss. Because I know there are a lot of people, Mark Fields, between you and a lot of other managers, but he answers to you.
Well, it's important because, you know, as we aggressively pursue these mobility services, it's really important to have sponsorship from the top of the house on down.
Absolutely right. Anything else we need to know? Anything else you're especially proud of here at the New York Auto Show?
We're here focusing on Lincoln. I am so proud of the team, the Lincoln team. I'm so proud of all of our employees at Ford in terms of what we've been able to do together, and we're here at the show to talk more how we're going to move the business forward.
And we can always tell, Ray Day, as we look at Mark, who the favored son is, if you will, now, because he's wearing the Lincoln logo on his. I bet people get up in the morning around the office and wonder which pin you're going to have on your lapel that
Well,
day.
Think about how it was 10 years ago. We had lots of different pins.
You had too many pins. Those pins made your jacket lean over.
Sometimes you look like a Russian general, but that's all another story.
Mark Fields, president and CEO of Ford Motor Company. Always a pleasure seeing you. Keep up the good work.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.